So, as I remember, if this is the one I think it is, then we're just standing... We're standing in an island in the middle of the road, and there are two manhole covers, one in each section of the road, which I thought was very interesting. There's that manhole cover I was talking about on the right-hand side. And a random beep that I forgot about. Some woman walking across the road on the right-hand side. Quite snippily, actually. Obviously in a hurry. Or very short legs. I remember it was freezing cold as well. It was an afternoon. Yeah, it's a bus. Definitely passenger bus. Distinctive air brakes. Flying bird. Very, very briefly in front of us. And the recording ends. So that's how I see things. And I've never actually put it that way before. It's actually an eye-opener to me. Well, I'm a sort of a self-proclaimed musician. Play instrumental music, really. I don't play in a band or a couple of bands, so I'm not a vocalist or anything like that. I just go where the world takes me, you know? I basically clip mics onto my shirt collar and stand in the street and record. My goal is not to record people's conversations or anything like that. It's to record the ambient noise of the world. If you stage it, then you know it's staged, and there's no spontaneity there, and it's all gone. What's the use of that? My idea with the whole, for example, as you may have heard, the Record Everything project, is for people who will come along after us to have something to reference from the times that they may be reading newspaper articles from or TV news articles from. My stuff, to be anti-staged, if you will, is to show what the city would sound like in 2014 or 13 or 12, 25 years from now, because it's going to sound very different 25 years from now. I like the breeze out here. I like coming out here to meditate sometimes, just think about life. And I'm not sure how far you can see today, but sometimes you can see the Shard. I remember when I moved in, the very first thing I did was come and stand on this balcony. And I don't know, psychologically, I just think 9 floors is very high. So I shouldn't be able to hear all the traffic like I can as if I'm standing at the roadside. And the traffic light, which you just heard. But yet, I can, and it just seems like we're not 9 floors up at all. I have nothing to base it off of, though. It's just how it feels to me. It doesn't feel like it's anywhere near as high as it actually is. And I know it's high, because it takes bloody ages to lift. And I've walked up half the stairs before. I know there's a block of flats lower down, a bit away. So a lot of time when there's police or ambulance come round the corner, they come loudly at first, and then they disappear because they're driving around the other side of the building, and then they come back again on this side. When the church bell rings, they go off to the left here. Sounds really nice. No, I'm as far from religion as you could probably get, really. The nicest time is if it's not freezing and it's just been raining and the cars go past in the rain. That sound is very kind of soft, if it were, you know? When you're not going to get splashed by the cars, it's a nice sound, you know what I mean? But because this space is sheltered, you know, I've put mics out here in the pissing rain before and not gotten wet, but I'll just leave mics out here and come back later and, you know, for thunderstorms and things, absolutely amazing. Ah, I think my family just bought me a tape player and said, right, here you go, do stuff with it. And I did stuff with it, and it just sort of never stopped, really. I don't know where any of those tapes are now. I think my dad might have a few, my grandmother might have a few in Barbados, because there's all these people that, you know, you knew at the time and maybe drifted away and you didn't realise they drifted away, so you don't know that you've forgotten them. There's a tape that I have not got anymore, and I don't know where it went, that I recorded pre-1992 when I went to boarding school. Then it was just me in the playground with my friends, and I have no idea what they sounded like now, and I have no idea what that tape is. So yeah, I recorded it, and I don't have it, because I guess I took it for granted that, you know, it's just a recording, you know. I didn't know then what I know now. It's really important to capture these memories. I didn't know I was blind until I went to boarding school. I didn't really feel blind. I did everything everybody else did. I played in the middle of the road when you shouldn't, and biked down the road on people's bikes when you shouldn't. But I never really got this sense of being blind, because all the neighbourhood kids treated me exactly as one and would drag me to places and all these things. So it was quite strange. Only when I sort of got a bit older did I realise that I couldn't see and I was different than other people, but not worse off, even, or better off, just different. And that was quite an eye-opener, if you will.